Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today.
The letter from Albert Pike regarding the Illuminati plan for three world wars is largely considered a hoax due to the use of the word Nazism in a letter dated 1871. But it is interesting to note the desired outcome of this alleged plan. According to the letter, the Third War officially started on 9/11 and was intended to leave the people in a state of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. They will then use nihilists, atheists, and revolutionaries to create a cataclysm of social turmoil. And they will do this in order to force the people into exterminating the destroyers of civilization. According to this letter, this bloodbath would result in the destruction of both Christianity and atheism, and lead to the pure doctrine of Lucifer as the new world religion. And it does appear as if this is happening now, as if the powers that be are pushing the people into a desperate corner, as if their main goal is to create mass chaos and violence. But they've been doing it all by decree, because they have no authority over God or the U.S. Constitution. And so they'd be thrilled if we burn it all down for them, proving we are inferior savages in need of governance. They thought they'd have that on January 6th, but the people were there for peace, love, and justice, not a revolution. We don't need one. We already have our Declaration of Independence. But without justice, the death cult remains free and continues on its path to kill us all. They are going to shut us down again, but this time the United Nations will be in charge. Our government is giving them that authority at the end of this month, just in time for the next international health crisis. And with the leaked Supreme Court memo on Roe v. Wade, they can launch endless organized riots on us while we remain locked in our homes. Round two is coming, and this time with food shortages and the crashing dollar. But it doesn't have to be like this. Their authority is the biggest psyop ever. You are not their slave unless you choose to be. They are convincing you to do this to yourself. When they demanded that everyone wear a mask in 2020, the majority of us could have said no, demanded justice, and the true renaissance would have then begun. The 2020 lockdown was a beta test to gauge how compliant the population was, and it failed. But we will soon have another chance. And 2020 was also a wake-up call for millions of Americans and millions worldwide who previously had no idea how corrupt our governments had become. So now we are many, and we must all prepare for the next lockdown. And we must remember that we are not savages, sheep, or slaves. We are human beings with free will. And as lawful Americans, it is our responsibility to apprehend these traitors, exact justice, and restore the republic. But first, we must simply say no. Say no to the masks. Say no to sheltering in place. Say no to vaccine passports. Say no to shutting down your business or your church. And if the police come to shut you down, make them commit treason. The law of the land is already in the hands of the people. All we have to do is wake up and take it back together. Peace, love, and justice is ours, if we want it. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday, May 8th, 2022. This is going to be an extremely powerful broadcast. Peace, Love, and Justice If You Want It, by Greg Reese's The New Report at Van.video. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
The world is awakening to the fact there are powerful, ruthless, authoritarian corporations that have been sabotaging human civilization for a long time. And the only way we can lose this war against these tyrants is if we're not aware of what they're doing. The old saying rings true, because it is true. The devil's greatest trick was convincing the world he didn't exist. Sunday emergency broadcast live. Soros-backed deep state terror squads launch firebombings and intimidation campaigns nationwide. Firebombings in Wisconsin. Firebombings in Oregon. Firebombings in other areas. People's homes being attacked. Supreme Court justices being driven out of their homes. People howling and screaming for their heads. And what does CNN, crawling out from under its rock, have to say? Law enforcement, the Capitol Police, say that right-wingers are planning to attack the Capitol and planning to attack D.C. and planning to attack Supreme Court justices' homes, a total inversion of reality. Here it is.
They're preparing for potential violence in the Capitol and nationwide after the leak of that Supreme Court draft opinion that would strike down Roe v. Wade after 50 years. Capitol Police are warning the far right is calling for violence against a religious group planning to rally for abortion rights. Whitney Wild is live outside the Supreme Court. Listen, seeing fences go up there, sort of like post-January 6th. So what are you seeing, and what specific intelligence is warning police officials?
Well, at this point, law enforcement sources, several of them tell us that they are closely monitoring social media chatter that suggests that there's a potential for violence against abortion clinic providers, abortion clinic staff, members of the judiciary. That would include the justices here, as well as members of the federal government. And what we know after January 6th, and what law enforcement knows across the country, is that social media chatter can manifest.
Okay, so I'm not going to play the rest of it. You know what they're saying and doing. The left is running around attacking people all over the country. We went out, Owen Schroyer went downtown for a pro-abortion rally. And literally, it was like central casting for a zombie apocalypse movie. The people yelling and screaming, we want to kill children, we love Satan. We've got all the footage. Owen's hosting the third and fourth hour tonight. I'll be here for 2 hours. He's going to be playing it all. I'll play some of it. But you don't need me to show you how they're acting all over the country. I mean, I have hours of the footage. I watched hours of it the last 2 days. And it is people doing mock abortions and saying, I'm going to kill the babies. People saying, I love Satan. And understand something. We're not cherry-picking this. The corporate-controlled media and the big tech censor it. They don't show you who their supporters are, demonic zombies. But anybody can go to one of their rallies. We'll play clip 9 here in a moment. anybody can go witness this for themselves and go see it. And it's not like there's five people out of 1,000 that act like demonic pig-like zombies and say they're communists and say they're going to get everybody. It is the majority of them. It's like a science fiction horror movie or something. We've got that huge news we're going to be getting to. And then we've got unbelievable government reports from around the world confirming the so-called COVID vaccine doesn't work and causes heart attacks and strokes. I know you know that. We've been saying it for over 2 years. Top scientists have. But now it's confirmed. And so much more. They're getting the next lockdown ready. They're getting the next COVID freakout ready in the next few months with 184 days out from the election. We've got that information. We've got huge World War III nuclear war news and Jill Biden visiting Ukraine. We have got a really critical economic news. And then, you know, I'm a good talk show host. I'm a good TV host. I mean, I'm it's an interesting, informative show, and we try to empower humanity. But I've got a big point that I really am not good at, and that is hyping something up and building it up. And so I'm just going to leave it at this, dealing with the disinformation board and George Soros. We got information 2 weeks ago that I mentioned on air, and then days later was even in the Associated Press, but like it was a good thing. And then we got more information Friday, and now we've gotten part of the documents, and we're getting more. But you talk about racketeering. You talk about illegal. What they're trying to do with InfoWars and what has come out in the state courts and the bankruptcy court is unbelievable. You think it's bad that George Soros has kicked out more than 20 state attorney generals and put communists in that let armed robbers out the first day they're arrested? I mean, hell, one of his DAs up in Fort Worth, young man for no reason, shot four people, critically wounded three of them. He was let out within 14 hours, not even a day in jail. Soros runs over 1,000 DAs and district attorneys, county attorneys now. George Soros is not even hiding the fact that he runs the Disinformation Bureau and that they have a plan to basically sue tens of thousands of conservative and Christian leaders once the precedent set with rigged juries, with rigged courts, with default operations against InfoWars, and they admit that and have now admitted to court officials in federal court that George Soros is running this and is set to publicly announce he's trying to take me off the air, which we already knew, but that arrogance is just unbelievable and makes me proud of who I am and makes me really, really proud of all of you. So I'm going to wait till the lawyers are ready to green light it, but I already told you part one of it a couple weeks ago. And the lawyer said, don't get into much detail. Just if you want to mention it, mention it. But, and I said, the Justice Department called up the federal court and the trustees in our limited bankruptcy and said, the head of the Justice Department and the president, as policy, says you must kick out his bankruptcy. And this is basically an order. It is the policy of the U.S. government, like I was a foreign country. Because the executive can only do that with foreign countries. They can't do it with a citizen. But it's Soros that overthrew Ukraine and 20-plus other governments. They are publicly. And so I said that on air. We have the documents and everything now. I'm going to do a whole report on it soon and build it up. Because it's huge national news, international news. And then this new thing, I have the name of the law firms, the documents, Soros, the money, everything. And we're just going to really put together powerful articles and reports and put it out very, very soon. But if you want to see what I was talking about earlier, just type in Justice Department opposes Alex Jones's bankruptcy. Have you ever heard of a Justice Department getting involved in my access to the federal courts? Because I can't fight all these show trials and all these lawsuits anymore. So I say, okay, we'll do an emergency reorganization. That shows you how scared they are. Just type that in. Justice Department opposes Alex Jones's InfoWars bankruptcy. That shows you Yeah, there it is. DOJ challenges Alex Jones bankruptcy filing. I mean, that's the Huffington Post, Associated Press, you name it. No one's ever done this before, because here's the thing. The Justice Department's run by the globalists now at the top. The FBI is, the major federal agencies, they've gotten away with bloody murder. They're completely out of control, and no governors, no legislatures, Congress hasn't really opposed them. So why shouldn't they set up an official Ministry of Truth with the Justice Department and Homeland Security and say, we're going to arrest you for your speech? Finally, Congress says they're going to move. Finally, a bunch of legislatures and governors are saying they're going to move with lawsuits and blocking this. But you understand, this is a takeover, people. This ain't a joke. We are 184 days out from the midterm elections, and they don't intend for America to peacefully take its nation back. They are intending to stage false flags and blame it on us and put in the internet kill switch and declare civil emergency martial law. We'll be right back. Stay with us. InfoWars.com, the tip of the spear of human liberty.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Newtonian physics teaches us that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. There is not just evil in the universe. There is good. And I am extremely blessed and honored to be with this amazing crew and all the viewers and listeners tonight on Mother's Day in defense of the human family and our attempt to carry out God's will. All right. I almost don't want to play any of this because I have hours of it. And so to just play a little is almost like a lie. I mean, you've got to go out to one of these pro-abortion rallies for yourself. I first, 25 years ago, have a friend named George Woolley, who's a big pro-life Catholic activist. And he said, why don't you just not criticize abortion on air? Why don't you come out and see it for yourself? So I went out to Planned Parenthood probably 15 times or so. Done it more than that since then. And people would walk up and say, Satan, look at the children, off camera, and sometimes on camera. And I would have black people walk up to me, particularly, that worked there or worked around there. They'd say, nobody wants these black babies. You going to take some? We don't get rid of these bad people. How about Uncle Tom's to the death? They were it. And then over the years, we caught it ourselves on tape, thousands of times. Hell, Owen caught it hundreds of times, the three-hour report he put out just yesterday. We got a bunch of those clips. But here's a clip. As the Democrats called for attacks on Catholic and Protestant churches, and this is a standard deal to have a fake baby you rip out of yourself with fake blood. Sometimes they put the red syrup everywhere. And say, I'm going to kill it. I'm going to kill the baby. You're not going to stop me. So they don't even deny they're killing babies. They don't even deny, like Biden said last week, yeah, we're killing children. Main abortion groups, Gloria Steinem, wore shirts saying, yeah, I killed my child. They have hardened their hearts and they are turned over to a demonic force to kill, steal, and destroy. So I got dozens of these, but let's just get started on some of them. Here is a woman in trying to get into a Catholic church with hundreds on a street of leftist crazed maniacs, and she is celebrating killing babies in front of them. Here it is. Listeners, there's so much cussing and screaming, you can't really even hear it, but there's a woman in a bathing suit ripping babies to pieces.
I'm killing the baby.
Here now. This is a religion. Every ancient culture did it when it collapsed. It's happening again. And this goes on and on. No more. Just turn it off. And then I guess the crowd celebrates her as she starts eating the babies again. And there's all these weird leftist transgender people that do mock abortions and pull the babies out with blood spraying everywhere. It just goes on and on. It gets much worse. I'm not going to show it. There's a bunch of this footage, but they've run multiple members of the Supreme Court, including the Chief Justice, John Roberts, out of their homes. And now we learn from other leaked documents that he's been blocking it for a year and that already the Supreme Court has the majority to overturn Roe v. Wade. But as Chief Justice, he's been blocking it and waited, because he's really a liberal, a leftist, because he's blackmailed. Look at him and his wife and the stuff they're into. It's bad. So it would be a political thing for the election to divert from everything. So it's a good thing that's happening. under federal law, it should be the state decision anyways. Nobody's even banning their sacrament of abortion. They're putting it back to the people of the states, that it should be under our federal system. And again, federal system doesn't mean the federal government runs everything. That's just the opposite of that. It means separation of powers, divided powers, states, local governments, and the federal government, and three branches of the federal government. But they're at their homes screaming, yelling by the thousands, 24 hours a day, and the left is celebrating this. But if conservatives protest anyway, we're terrorists. Here it is. They're saying, we are people, we have rights, we're saving lives. Everything is an inversion. Everything is an inversion of the truth with these demons. Now, here's a man confronting a bunch of pro-death demonstrators during the whole COVID lockdown, and he got it right, that you claim you care about lives, but here's what's really going on in these hospitals. Flip 21.
Matter or just some black lives? The black lives killed by black men matter, right? Yes? The black babies killed in the abortions clinics matter, right? Thought so. The black officers killed by that bastard in Minnesota, that matters too, right? Okay. But the black babies that are killed in the abortion clinics don't matter, do they? Medical people. Do their lives matter? Does the future of our black babies matter? Huh? What's up? What's up? Awful quiet now, aren't they? Uh-huh. It's okay if we kill them in the womb, right? But you have a problem when we... You don't seem to really have a problem when we kill them on the streets. Yes, well, we know they're the same issue. If we don't respect the lives of our unborn children enough to save them and fight for them, our lives mean nothing once we're born.
That's right. We become everything that is evil. And that was back during the whole George Floyd thing. He goes out to one of those doctor-nurse demonstrations for the lockdowns, Black Lives Matter, and he says, oh, you care about George Floyd? Yeah. You care about this? Yeah. Care about the babies? No. And I've got hundreds of clips. I already played them this week, but here's just another one of the sickening leftists. Get that little bastard sucked right out. Understand, go to one of their events, that's 90% of them. And they all look like mutants, black, Hispanic, white. They all look like their souls sucked out. Nobody's having sex with these people. And they're just pissed that men and women are having families and having children. Suck that little bastard right out. Oh, she's not saying it's not a human. She's not saying, no, she gets off on killing that little bastard. I have hours of this. Owen shot a bunch of it with the crew. They attacked Owen physically. The police offered to arrest the people that did. Owen said no and turned the other cheek. He'll be covering all that in an hour and 2 minutes at 6 p.m. Central. Or an hour and 32 minutes, excuse me. An hour and 32 minutes. He'll be covering it all on Sunday Live, around 4 to 6 p.m. Owen is 6 to 8 p.m. Then we have the weekday shows kicking off with Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. Infowars.com/show. Myself at 11 a.m. in the War Room, 3 p.m. with Owen Schroyer every weekday. We're only on air because of you and your prayer and your financial support. The fight is so critical right now. Thank you for your support.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals, more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're fighting the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Censored. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Robert Barnes is a constitutional lawyer, good friend of mine, always a great interview, but he's been on fire lately, not just on my show, but everywhere. He's going to cover the midterms, Russia, the economy, the Roe v. Wade fight, the deep state. What do you think you're going to plan? One of the smartest people I know. You don't want to miss it. Second hour today. And you want to tell everybody you know, tune in, because exposing these people is an act of resistance. And promoting links and articles and videos is the death knell of their tyranny. Their whole program banks bets on being able to suppress and silence you. And a very well-known talk show host, the biggest in the world, don't really leave any names unknown there. He didn't say it was off record. We talked a lot Friday night. He was really pissed. It's such a wake-up call. He was trying to send me. We're in a group chat. We talk like 20 times a day on there. Myself and Eddie Bravo, the great jiu-jitsu master. He's trying to send me links to, like, screenshots of mainstream articles about J&J admitting that the blood clots are being caused by the shot and the FDA. And they wouldn't let him. And he said, that's it. I'm getting off Apple. And I'm like, it's not Apple's bad enough. It's your phone provider. It's the carrier. And yes, Facebook is blocking their WhatsApp for years, what can be sent over it. And you think you're sending the image, but people aren't getting it. And so you think they were just censoring Twitter and Facebook and Google and YouTube and Apple. No, now, and this has been known for years, but it's intensifying, with AI watching what you're doing and saying. And so there was obviously something encoded on the memes and images he was sending me. So he screenshotted it, cropped it a little, and then that meme hadn't been uploaded to the AI, and he was able to send it to me. Now this individual's been fighting censorship. This individual's a good friend of mine in many years. But it was such a wake-up call that it just drove him into overdrive. And that's what's going to happen to everybody. You know, there's a limit, folks. And are you going to take the tyranny till it's too late to beat it? Churchill once wrote a news article. It's much more eloquent than I can paraphrase. But he basically said this. I might get it word for word, but I'm going to try. He said, there are many times in history when tyranny approaches and oppression and enslavement is at hand, when there's a very, 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 very good chance to beat it, and the public doesn't stand up. And then there becomes an opportunity to defeat the takeover, the enslavement, the tyranny, when there's a 50-50 chance of winning. And those civilizations and societies don't stand up and fight because they're living in the past. They're living on the dregs of freedom that were left. They just can't believe it's happening to them. And he said, then there comes a time, and this is when most people fight, in fact, they almost always do, when there's no chance of winning, but it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees as a slave. And he was quoting Zapata, the famous Mexican revolutionary, and Zapata was quoting a Greek philosopher. But the point is that we had a good chance of beating this 28 years ago when I was first on air. We had a 50-50 chance of stopping it just 3 years ago. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's already happening. The world breakdown, the societal collapse, the food collapse, the open Satanism and pedophilia everywhere. It's here. We're going to go through it. The question is, how bad is it going to be? When are you, and I'm not bitching at the regular audience, I'm telling the new viewers to dial in and realize this isn't a game. This isn't a joke. This is 100% real as a heart attack. So you either get in the game or you roll over in the ditch and get on your knees. And then there is no hope. You were made to be informed. You were built to be involved. You were envisioned by God as a powerful entity that's frightfully made. That's a quote. Fearfully made. Because when God makes you and gives you free will, and you're powerful and made in the image of God, and God turns you loose, that's fearful. The angels looking on at you know you're more powerful than they are. They just already know the full game. You're being tested, and they're fearful when you're made. When that soul gets created, they're in awe. But when you're not in awe of yourself, and you don't realize you're made of the divine, when you don't realize you've got that eternal connection, you turn into these people. I showed you last segment. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. King James Version, Psalms 139:14. That's just one of the places. And so you don't want to be turned into these creatures. You don't want to deny the connection to the infinite. Because when you deny God's spirit and God's open hand, you then accept by choice all that rejected God. And that's not a spiritual group you want to be associated with. You do not want to be with that. You want to say no. And you want to take God in. Now, does that mean every church is perfect? Does that mean every Christian's good? No. But it means you better reach out to God or you will be turned into one of these creatures. And you see what happens to them without God. They are lost. They are delusional. They are destroyed. They are gibbering demons. You want to be that crazy black woman screaming, saying, "I love killing babies," and gnawing on them and sound like an idiot? Or that powerful black man's voice? You get that clip we played earlier, cue back up. Saying, "You're killing the babies. You don't care about black lives." I mean, listen to the power in his voice and how well he's spoken and how strong it is. And it's all true. And it's perfectly said versus her. She's run by the devil. He's run by God. Anybody could say, who do I want to be in business with? Him. Who do I trust? Him. It's not about skin color. It's about the spirit. Do you want to be around her? Answer's no. Here he is again.
Matter or just some black lives? The black lives killed by black men matter, right? Yes? The black babies killed in the abortions clinics matter, right? Thought so. The black officers killed by that bastard in Minnesota, that matters too, right? Okay. But the black babies that are killed in the abortion clinics don't matter, do they? Medical people. Do their lives matter? Does the future of our black babies matter? What's up? Awful quiet now, aren't they? It's okay if we kill them in the womb, right? But you have a problem when you don't seem to really have a problem when we kill them on the streets. Yes, well, we know they're the same issue. If we don't respect the lives of our unborn children enough to save them and fight for them, our lives mean nothing once we're born.
All right, I want to hit the government disinformation board. I'm going to hit it more with Bob Barnes next hour, but I want to hit it some because Mike Myers has got a new movie out, and it's also on Netflix. I got a bunch of calls about it called The Pentaveron, making fun of the Illuminati. And he attacks me quite a bit in the movie, and I thought we would just show how desperate these folks are and look into that. Then the war in Russia and how dangerous it is, the economy, and more. But make no mistake, you're inside the satanic takeover now, folks. And the only hope we've got, and it is more than hope, it is victory, is Jesus Christ. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We'll be back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If you watch what the corporate establishment puts out, their disinformation boards, their stuff right out of fictional dictatorships in 1984, something that only a few countries like North Korea actually have, communist China, Stalinist Russia, and you think, this is cartoonish. This is like textbook tyranny. Well, that's because that's what this is. They have taken us being asleep and us putting up with all this garbage as a green light, a big, giant green light to come after everybody. And finally, Congress and the courts and the legislatures are waking up, and the establishment is doubling and tripling down. I watched a bunch of this Friday after it happened. I probably watched 20 minutes of it. It's gold. It's up on Bandai Video. Senator Paul destroys the head of the DHS and lays out how ridiculous it is to have the government, quote, involved in disinformation when it's the biggest purveyor of it. And again, while they're getting that clip ready of Senator Rand Paul and the Disinformation Board, I will go over some of the articles for you on that. Do you guys know the clip I'm talking about? Oh, okay, we have it now. Oh, fantastic. Go ahead and play it now.
Do we have policies? Do we have guardrails? Do we have standards?
Here's the problem. We can't even agree. We can't even agree what disinformation is. You can't even agree that it was disinformation, that the Russians fed information to the Steele dossier. If you can't agree to that, how are we ever going to come to an agreement on what is disinformation so you can police it on social media? I think you've got no idea what disinformation is, and I don't think the government's capable of it. Do you know who the greatest propagator of disinformation in the history of the world is? The U.S. government. Are you familiar with McNamara, the Pentagon Papers? Are you familiar with George W. Bush and the weapons of mass destruction? Are you familiar with Iran-Contra? I mean, think of all the debates and disputes we've had over the last 50 years in our country. We work them out by debating them. We don't work them out by the government being the arbiter. I don't want your guardrails. I want you to have nothing to do with speech. You think we can't determine, you know, speech by traffickers is disinformation? You think the American people are so stupid they need you to tell them what the truth is? You can't even admit what the truth is with the Steele dossier. I don't trust government to figure out what the truth is. Same. Government is largely disseminating disinformation.
Then we've got the new head of the Ministry of Truth, Nina Jakowicz, who also was headed up things for George Soros, saying it's liberals and minorities that are being silenced on social media, which all the studies show is the complete opposite. Here it is.
There's already this idea, this allegation that there is anti-conservative bias on the platforms, even though there has been study after study proving, in fact, that often it's liberal voices that are being silenced, particularly minority voices on social media. So I think we're going to see more allegations of that.
So that's something else they're doing. They're saying there's no censorship, even though they're on record saying they're going to censor and want more censorship. But when you say you don't want it, oh, it doesn't exist, except it's happening to the minorities. And then they make how government corporations are censoring us about minorities as if they have something to do with it. They just bring them in and like, oh, let big corporations and government censor you, or you're against the black people that we all want to abort. Here's President Trump speaking about how this is the number one issue at a rally Friday night.
In addition, we will get critical race theory out of our schools, out of our military, and out of every part of our federal, state, and local government. You know, I had done that, and then just about in his first day in office, he wrote an executive office ending it, but we had already done that. It was gone. Got rid of all of them. One of our highest priorities will be to crack down on left-wing censorship and restore free speech in America. We don't have free speech. We don't have free speech, and we have a totally crooked press, all of them back there. We will immediately terminate Joe Biden's so-called disinformation governing board. How about that one? A chilling and un-American power grab that we will not allow to stand. Go out and sign up now for, by the way, truth. I'm so happy to be back on social media.
So Trump sat there, and I'm not critical of Trump overall. He sat there while this was all happening under his nose. And the statement that he stopped it when he was in is not true. He let him run roughshod where they even banned him. But thank God he's finally doing something. But he can't even say Truth Social right, and he's made one post on there. And he says he won't go back on Twitter when he should use Twitter to promote the alternative. But look, that's just my advice to Trump. Let's shift gears to the other area of disinformation that's taking place. And that is corporate media and Hollywood. If you think there's propaganda on CNN or ABC News or MSNBC, you're right. But where it really is embedded as propaganda placement is what I call it, like product placement, but lie placement in movies and TV shows and Netflix programs. And Mike Myers, who I liked in Wayne's World, did a great job as Dr. Evil, who claims he's apolitical. I've had a chance now to watch part of it. I don't have time to watch all of it. But throughout the movie, the Pentaveret, which was an old joke he had 20 years ago about, you know, this kid's got a Scottish grandfather that believes that there's these secret groups running things. So they always ridicule that because they knew secret groups were running things, and they didn't want a debate or a discussion about how secret groups, because if you start having a discussion about how the United Nations is running the world, or how the private IMF or World Bank is a consortium with the World Economic Forum, if you start doing that, it is then going to empower you to know that you're being circumvented, and instead of just fighting with somebody because of what color they are, instead of just fighting with somebody over some distraction or divide and conquer issue, you'll actually understand who the globalists are and what their policies are and what they're trying to do, and then you'll be an active player in the fight, in the debate, in the discussion, and you'll be on par with them intellectually. But if you don't admit there's a world government, a cashless society, and a COVID tyranny, and all this coming into place, well, then you don't have any hope. It's like being blind in a volleyball or football or ping pong match or a boxing match. You're going to get your ass handed to you. So here's a clip from his new program, the Pentaveret, attacking yours truly.
Let's go over there. Welcome to Truth Battle.
Smith,
you
sheeple. Yeah, he's
an
internet conspiracy guy. He is nuttier than a squirrel turd.
I'm going to tell you the truth you won't get from the fake news Hollywood elites with their black helicopter chemtrails from deep state FEMA camps that hide Hillary's emails about Benghazi, written in the ancient tongue of the state people, the Illuminati. They take supple Christian men off the street and force them into Canaanite ritual gay sex in coffins while they dance naked, giving each other lizard man courtesy reach arounds as a sacrifice to the online mean Momo. I'm Rex Smith. Stay awake and
stay vigilant.
What a load of balloon juice.
Hey, I heard that. Rex Smith speaks the truth, my friend. He talks about the stuff that you and the lamestream media want to try and cover up. Hi, I'm Anthony. New Hampshire's number one conspiracy theorist.
Welcome to Truth Battle. I'm Rex Smith here, sheeple. Here in my studios in Roanoke, Virginia. We're discussing the Pentagon's annual secret meeting of world leaders known as the Matterhorn, which takes place in 3 days in Zermatt, Switzerland, near the Matterhorn. But first, let me tell you about Rex Smith, male enhancement cola.
My cola will not only enhance your performance, but will increase your size.
Rex Smith, male enhancement cola.
You'll be happy.
And she'll be happy too, because you'll get a boner.
Until tomorrow, stay awake
and stay vigilant.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the type of garbage that they're putting out. And they're just so desperate to psychologically inoculate and prepare everyone in case they come across what I'm doing or saying to not look in to what we're covering. Because if you look at the Davos Group saying they're going to deindustrialize, they're going to take your rights, they're going to make you poor, they're going to forcibly inject you, they're going to track and trace everywhere you go and control with programmable digital money what you can spend the money on, well, then it's game over for them. They don't have a hope in Hades, if you're informed. In hour number two today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to hit the Russia situation, the economy, the disinformation boards, what's happening with Roe v. Wade, the leftist terror mobs attacking and firebombing facilities and going after the Supreme Court justices and more. Hour number two, straight ahead. Please stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.